A Prayer to be Delivered from People-Pleasing by Victoria Riolano, read by Leah Martin. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Colossians 3:23-24. For years, I worked hard for everyone. In my home, I loved my children in hopes of giving them a good childhood. I gave my all to my career to be promoted. In ministry, I worked tirelessly to not let down the pastor or leave the church in need. My friendships became a full-time job, as I couldn't imagine the idea of creating boundaries. Although these actions were valiant, I was often left disappointed by the response of others and exhausted from trying to please those around me. It took countless moments of betrayals and heartache to realize a change needed to be made. During this time, I started to lean into Colossians 3:23, which encouraged me, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for people." It became clear that much of my heartbreak reflected my own disposition. Instead of living a life that would honor God, I only wanted to be approved by those around me. I'd become a slave to the expectations of others. Doing things unto the Lord requires a shift in thought. Much like the famous phrase, "What would Jesus do?" my actions should also reflect, "How can I do this for Jesus?" Serving the community should come from a desire to help God's people. Caring for my children should be a reflection of wanting them to experience God's love through me. Working hard in my career should reflect wanting to be a good ambassador of the Lord. In other words, every action should signify wanting to serve God wholeheartedly. We must also realize that whether we like it or not, there will be disappointment. There will be times when the love we give won't be reciprocated, and the honor we deserve won't be granted. For this reason, Colossians 3:24 is a gentle reminder that our inheritance comes from the Lord. Unfortunately, as Psalm 146:4 assures us, man will always disappoint. However, God never will. We may not see the immediate benefits of serving those around us, but the Lord ensures that they will be rewarded. Jesus encountered a similar issue when it came to his dealings with people. Judas would betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Peter would deny Jesus when faced with persecution. The same community that he would minister to, heal, and deliver would turn him over to be hung on the cross. Yet Luke 23:24 shows us that he forgave them and remembered his why. Honoring the Father in every action was his goal. In doing so, he was keenly aware that not everyone would be pleased with or appreciate his choices. Truthfully, when we're serving the Lord wholeheartedly, there may be some who don't understand our actions. Yet we can act confidently, knowing that God is well pleased. And we'll see to it that we're taken care of. Today, let us seek to honor the Lord in all that we do. Otherwise, we'll become trapped in pleasing others who may never have our best interest in mind. Our motivation for doing good things shouldn't come from selfish ambition or making other people happy. True peace comes from knowing that every action is led by the Lord and for His glory. Let's pray. Lord, I ask you, please deliver me from people pleasing. Teach me to no longer be a slave to other people's opinions and expectations of me. Instead, let my actions honor you and reflect your heart. I thank you that you see it all, and that your rewards far outweigh what any person could give me. Lead me, Lord, to act in accordance with your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
God's Word will change our life, but sometimes it's hard to know where to start. Well, that's where I come in. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week, I guide you through a scripture, giving you space to listen to the Spirit and pray about what's on your heart. Then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.